Colleges across Tennessee are trying to make it easier for adults with some college credit to go back to school. Nearly 40 public and private colleges met this week to discuss how to better serve adult learners. As WPLN's Emily Siner reports, the program is part of the state's ongoing plan to increase the percentage of Tennesseans with degrees.
Part of it is a massive marketing campaign targeting adults over age 25 who've completed at least half of their college credits but never finished. The state says more than 100,000 Tennesseans fall into this category. A few universities around the state have already been making this a priority, and they'll be sharing ideas with colleges that are more used to dealing with traditional students right out of high school. David Foster is the academic marketing director at MTSU, which has several thousand non-traditional students. He says they require more flexibility and have different goals.
They're going to say, I'm having to build everything that I do around my work schedule, and I got kids, and I got soccer games. They have to look at things a little differently, and an advisor needs to be sensitive to that.
Colleges are also trying to figure out how to give credit for real-world experience, something that schools like Lipscomb and the online Western Governors University have already started. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
The state will start airing TV ads and sending out mailers about adult education early next year.